Hello there, this is Luke from Luke's English Podcast. I've got a comedy gig this evening. You might have seen it advertised on Facebook. Who knows, you might even be coming if you're in Paris or in France. I will be recording the comedy this evening, so you should be able to listen to it even if you can't come. So I'm feeling a little bit nervous, and for that reason I decided to record one of these mini podcasts so that I can explain how I feel, and in doing that present to you various bits of language, bits of English, which you can use to describe how you feel when you're nervous. So all of the expressions and bits of English that you're going to hear all relate to feeling nervous before you have to do something, like maybe before you have to do a presentation. I usually feel nervous before a gig. I shouldn't really, because I've done so many gigs now that I shouldn't really be feeling nervous anymore, but I always do feel nervous beforehand. It's probably good that I feel nervous, because if I didn't feel nervous, it would probably mean that I just don't care. But I do care, and maybe that's why I start to get nervous. So how does it feel? Well, I get butterflies in my stomach. You know that feeling when you get like this sort of nervous sensation in your stomach? In English we say that you get butterflies in your stomach. So I get butterflies in my stomach. I can't relax. My palms get sweaty. The palms of my hands start to get sweaty. I keep having to go to the toilet. I lose my appetite, so I don't want to eat anything. I lose the ability to think straight. My mind starts going off in lots of different directions at the same time. My legs start shaking and jumping up and down when I'm sitting. I become clumsy and start dropping things and forgetting things. I get distracted easily. My neck goes stiff. For some reason, I can't relax my neck. And I find it difficult to look left and right because my neck is stiff because I'm nervous. I keep sighing and huffing and puffing, you know, kind of, and having to take deep breaths just to try and relax. You know, I start speaking too fast, a bit like now, a bit like how I am doing now. My mouth starts to go dry. I get stress headaches. I get flatulence, which can be kind of embarrassing, particularly on the bus on the way to the gig. I start craving cigarettes, even though I don't smoke anymore. I bite my nails and I pick my lips. For some reason, I get songs stuck in my head. So I'll just get the same, say, 10 seconds of a song just running round and round and round in my head, which is really weird. And sometimes I just lose confidence and I think, oh my God, I'm not going to be funny. No one's going to like me. It's going to be a disaster. But on the positive side, I also get lots of adrenaline and I feel really excited. And in some way, it feels like time slows down when I'm feeling like that. And I start coming up with funny ideas. And then, when I'm on stage during the gig, if it's a good gig, only if it's a good gig. If it's a bad gig and no one's laughing and the audience doesn't like me, then it's just a nightmare. But if it's a good gig and everyone's having fun and the audience are kind of on my side, then, you know, that's brilliant, because suddenly I can start to feed off the energy of the audience and I start to ad lib and improvise things. It feels a bit like a collaboration between me and the audience. But then again, sometimes I lose my memory. It's difficult to remember all of my material, so I forget things, which then forces me to do stupid things like start clowning around and doing stupid physical movements because I can't remember my words. And then when the gig is finished, if it's been a good one, afterwards I feel completely elated and relieved, and I get a kind of natural high. And it's brilliant because everyone wants to be my friend and I can just bask in the glory. Everyone wants to be my friend and I can just sort of bask in the glory of a good gig. Until then, I realise that I have to do it all over again next time.